United Nations Radio presents the UN Story. In this series of programs, United Nations Radio brings you the authentic transcribed account of the work of the UN, a report of achievement in many fields, the UN Story. Today's story is about the Blue Man.
From Tindouf in our desert of the Sahara to the town of Ouarzazate is 25 days by camel. It is hot, and the sun glares down on the sand and the wind blows everlastingly. The Blue Man lives in Tindouf. He is my brother. His name is Abdallah, and he does not see very well. I help him, for is he not my brother? We are camel drivers, Abdallah and I, in the caravans that go south from Tindouf to the Rio de Oro to trade. We are Tuareg, and some call us Blue Men from the color of the clothes we wear. My brother and I go with the caravans. If you are not the leader, it is not important to see very well. But when the caravan stops to rest, how is one to put up one's tent? How find the road when one is lost?
Ali, is the tent ready, Ali?
In a moment, my brother. I will have it up.
It is a hard thing to sit by and leave the work to others, Ali.
I do not complain, Abdallah. Have I ever complained?
You are a good brother, Ali. But soon it will not be enough. Soon I will not even be able to see to drive a camel. Then what will I do, Ali?
You are tired, Abdallah. There. Tent is ready. Lie down and rest. You will feel more cheerful.
Oh, if I could see like other men, then would I not be a camel driver, Ali. A truck driver I would be. Why, Ali, one truck carries as much as all our camels and more.
And where would we buy a truck?
There are ways for those who are not blind. We could work in the mines. Soon we would have enough money for a truck. And all those are dreams. Dreams. You are right, Ali. It is no good thinking of what is not to be.
They say that in the north, at Ouarzazate, there are doctors.
We have spoken of this before. Doctors. Did not our father take me to such a one when I was a boy? He pressed my eyelids between two sticks. And I, a child who did not know such pain existed. Doctors. If it had cured me, then would the pain have been worth it. Yet now it is worse than before. Now I cannot even close my eyes. Have I not had enough of doctors?
But these, Abdallah, they say, are different.
Doctors are doctors.
Others have been cured, even in our village. And these doctors have been trained well. Medicines they have which do wonderful things, but do not burn or hurt, only soothe the eye and end the pain. They say that so many of our people have this disease of the eye that our government has asked for help in stopping it.
What is it made of, this medicine, I wonder?
Who am I to know such things?
Yet I must do what I can to help myself. It is a long way to Ouarzazate. A long way. But I will go.
And when we returned from that caravan trip, my brother set his face toward Ouarzazate. I would have gone with him, but he would not have me. And so he left. It is far indeed to Ouarzazate. By camel, more than 25 days. For camels travel 30 kilometers, 25 miles in a day, and little more. For many months, we saw no trace of Abdallah. Word of his doings came to us in many ways, and we heard of happenings on the way to Tagonite.
Help! Will no one help a man to find his poor belongings? Help! Help!
What is the matter, old man? What do you look for?
The bag with my food in it. I laid it here by my side and it has disappeared. Where is it? Can you see it? Help me.
It is right beside you. Here it is.
You're a good man. May your undertakings bring you success and your life be blessed. You have helped a poor blind man on his journey.
What kind of a journey? Where are you going?
My name is Abdallah.
I am called Akbar.
I am from Tindouf, and I have heard that at Ouarzazate there are doctors who can help my eyes to see.
How will you find your way to Ouarzazate if you cannot see?
I will find my way.
I go that way myself, Abdallah. I will go with you.
What kind of company am I who cannot even see?
Company is as one finds it on the road.
Akbar, I will come with you and remember your kindness all my days.
Why do we stop, Akbar?
It is there, right in front of us.
Ouarzazate? It can't be. We haven't traveled half the way yet.
Not to Ouarzazate. Tagounit. And here you will leave your camel and go on to Ouarzazate.
But why must I leave it then? How will I travel without it?
We will go by bus.
By bus?
I must travel by bus myself to the north. It is easier if you go with me.
I have never ridden in a bus.
It is nothing, Abdallah. One gets into the bus and sits, and then it goes. And pretty soon, one is there where one wants to be. It is very fast compared to a camel.
I am traveling with a great and wise man. Akbar, you are right. I will go by bus, like a Qaid. No, like a Pasha.
Well, Abdallah, how do you like a bus?
If my eyes are indeed cured, I will learn to drive a motor car. Motor cars are much better than camels.
They do not pitch like the back of a camel.
And they do not scratch or bite. And they do not complain of how heavy the load is. Akbar, a motor is a wonderful thing. If I ever truly see again...
You will see, don't worry. They will cure your eyes.
How do you know? It may be that this medicine will not work for me.
If it has worked for others, why not for you? Remember the man at the bus station? These people helped his eyes?
Yes, but they were not like mine. How can I remember all the things he told me? Health Organization, UNICEF. It is enough to make my head dizzy.
Only remember that they will help your eyes. That is what is important.
And if they do not, if I have come all these many, many hundreds of miles and my eyes are not cured, what will I do then, Akbar?
You talk foolishness again. If they could cure that man's eyes, why not yours?
I know. Worse, much worse. And he could close his eyes, not like me.
No, you are wrong, Abdallah. Soon your eyes will be cured. Very soon now, indeed. Abdallah, we are almost there. We are coming into Ouarzazate.
Turn your face to the light. What's your name?
My name is Abdallah. I come from Tindouf in the south. It is my eyes.
So I can see from Tindouf. That is a long way. Diagnosis, purulent conjunctivitis with traumatic corneal and conjunctival lesions. How long have you been like that?
Since I was a little boy. You will give me medicines to make it better?
Can you close your eyes? Try it. Try to close the lids.
No, doctor, I cannot. Many years ago, when my eyes were first sick, my father took me to the tabib. He took my eyelids between...
Yes, yes, I know.
It can be fixed, doctor.
We will do what we can.
With medicine?
To begin with, yes.
Now?
Now. This is oreomycin. Hold your head back. Put this on your eyes. No, it does not hurt. It will soothe the pain. There. How does that feel?
It is cool. My eyes do not burn.
And soon the eyes will not run.
And I will be cured?
Only partly, Abdallah. The oreomycin stops the conjunctivitis, the matter that comes from your eyes. But what the tabib did with his sticks, we cannot cure with medicine only.
Oh, but it can be cured.
It can be cured, but not with medicine. Abdallah, we can fix your eyelids so that they will act normally. You'll be able to close your eyes, and they will not hurt. But it will mean an operation. Maybe two or three. What do you say?
You are sure it will work?
I am sure. The specialists from WHO have operated on more than 100 cases like yours in the last few days alone.
The WHO. That is what the man said in Tagunit.
WHO is the World Health Organization. They send specialists, experts, to help the government doctors like myself here in Morocco to fight these eye diseases. WHO and UNICEF.
Yes, that is the other word he spoke. UNICEF.
UNICEF provides the oreomycin. WHO sends specialists, provides guidance. Now, what do you say, Abdallah? Is it worth the operation to fix your eyes?
If I could have my eyes again...
Good. Then we will do it. You will not be sorry.
For 4 months, my brother Abdallah stayed in Ouarzazate. The operations, there were more than one, were made on his eyes. Finally, in the fourth month, the doctor came to him in the hospital.
Well, Abdallah, how do you feel now?
Better, doctor. Will I be leaving soon now?
What, restless already? After only 4 months?
Oh, I'm grateful to you, doctor.
Of course you are, but you would still like to be going home, eh?
I have left my camel at Tagunit. Who knows what has happened to it by now?
Well, you are almost ready to go and find your camel, Abdallah. One more operation.
One more?
Yes, Abdallah. This will be the last. Then your eyes will be as good as we will ever be able to make them.
Well, they are good now.
But one more flesh graft will make them even better, Abdallah. That's what we are going to do this afternoon.
Graft?
We are building up your eyelids to be strong again with materials from other parts of your body. That's what these operations are.
It has done wonderful things. It has made me young again.
Oh, come, Abdallah, we are not magicians. That we cannot do.
And the operation was done, and my brother could see again. Really see. It was a great wonder. And he left Ouarzazate with many thanks to all the doctors there who had cured him and 300,000 others. And he went to Tagunit by bus. And after much searching and much discouragement and a little luck, he found his camel. And then he set his face toward Tindouf and came home.
Ali! Ali, are you there? It is Abdallah returned from Ouarzazate. Are you there, Ali?
Abdallah, Abdallah, welcome, welcome to this house.
Ali, Ali, the voice is the same. Let me look at you. How old you've grown. You were just a boy, a young boy. And now, but you look so old, Ali. Older than your voice, indeed.
It is many years since you have looked on my face and seen it, elder brother.
True, true, but I had not expected it. Yet it is good to look at you, my brother, and to look upon the world. Indeed, it is a beautiful place to look upon when one has not seen it for many years, except only light and shadow.
Let us go, Abdallah. Your family will be waiting for you.
The colors, Ali. So bright, so bright. And I must tell you the things that have happened to me, so many things.
You have been gone a long time, Abdallah.
Yes, all the way to Ouarzazate and back again, over 1,000 miles. But the things I have learned, and I have discovered, Ali, I have discovered, there was a man named Akbar, and he knew me not, but he was my friend and watched over me, and the doctors, and there's a thing called WHO and another called UNICEF, and with things to help the government cure me, and Ali, the world is indeed beautiful when one can see.
The UN story you have just heard is true. It is an example of the work of the UN and of its specialized agencies, which goes on day after day in many countries all over the world. Today's story was from the files of the World Health Organization and the United Nations Children's Fund. This program was produced and transcribed by the international staff of United Nations Radio.